Grace, mercy, and peace be unto each of you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Our text is the gospel reading for this day from Luke chapter 13. I read for you again these words. Jesus went on his way through towns and villages, teaching and journeying toward Jerusalem. And someone said to him, "Lord, will those who are saved be few?" And he said to them, "Strive to enter through the narrow door. For many, I tell you, will seek to enter and will not be able." So far the reading of the text. In the name of Jesus, the only Savior of the world. Have you ever noticed that when someone asked Jesus a question, they often asked the wrong question? Who is my neighbor? What must I do to inherit eternal life? And today, "Lord, will those who are saved be few?" And Jesus, as he usually does, turns that question around and uses it as a teaching moment. He tells us what we need to hear. So it's not a question of how many or few are saved, but are you saved? That's the question Jesus wants you to know and to consider today. Now, when we listen to Jesus, we know that there are some, indeed many, who will be cast out, left on the outside of the heavenly banquet. While some of those who desire to enter, the door is closed. They think that just because they belong to or have their name on the rolls of a certain church, congregation, or other organization, they will be saved. They think that because they went to or graduated from a certain school or went through some religious exercise, like confirmation, that they are sure to be saved. But these are those whom John the Baptist spoke, "He who does not believe in the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abides on him." Jesus says, "Whoever denies me before men, him I will also deny before my Father who is in heaven." And again, "Whoever is ashamed of me and my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, of him the Son of Man also will be ashamed when he comes in the glory of his Father with the holy angels." These are those who will hear the master of the house say that he doesn't know them or where they're from. And even as they claim they deserve to enter for some reason, they will hear those most frightening words, "I do not know where you come from. Depart from me, all you workers of evil." And furthermore, in that place, there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth when you see Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and all the prophets in the kingdom of God, but you yourselves cast out. How terrifying that will be. And that's why we need to hear Jesus' words. "Strive to enter through the narrow door. For many, I tell you, will seek to enter and will not be able." Now, Jesus is not saying that we can work or earn our way into heaven. Indeed, he was on his way to complete that task for us. What he is saying is that once saving faith has been created in our hearts, we are engaged in a struggle to keep it. We need to guard it and wrestle against everything that threatens to destroy it. In fact, the Greek word that gets translated as struggle or strive is the word from which we get the word agony. And indeed, such a struggle is agony. It's hard and it's constant, like two wrestlers going at it. We agonize over our own sinful condition and the fact that we so often fall short of God's glory. Our sinful nature is constantly at war with our new nature, clamoring to follow the desires of the sinful heart. And then, of course, there's Satan. He'll do whatever he can to destroy our faith. And that's what makes this struggle particularly tough. We don't see the devil, but we still have to fight against him. And that struggle does not end until we rest in peace in Christ. We agonize over sin and temptation, the devil, the world, and our own sinful flesh until we are laid to rest in the grave where we will lie until the resurrection of all flesh. And the struggle, the agony we are engaged in, is to enter through the narrow door. For it is only through that door that we can enter the kingdom of God. Now, we know that Jesus himself is that door, for he told us, "Most assuredly, I say to you, I am the door of the sheep. I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved." And furthermore, there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved. It's only through faith in Jesus as the only Savior of the world that anyone can enter the door of heaven. Indeed, it is only through Jesus' death on the cross and his resurrection from the dead that the door is open at all. And thus, that door is narrow and difficult to enter. Because the door is narrow, we can't bring or take anything with us. Our works, our intentions, our own ideas about sin or Jesus or anything else won't get us through that door. There's no room for your pride or your accomplishments. No room for your money or possessions. No room for indifference or even a mere passing surface association with Jesus. "We ate and drank with you, and you taught in our streets." The door is too narrow for all those false entrances. Only Jesus and the forgiveness he earned on the cross and gives us in word, baptism, absolution, and the supper will get us in. Now, the warning of Jesus' words is clear and frightening. The narrow door of salvation will not be open forever. At some point, it will be closed. So, when will that be? We don't know. The Master doesn't tell us. There will be no flashing of lights, and there won't be any announcements that the door will close in so many minutes. Rather, it will close suddenly, and it will remain closed. But we can be sure of this, that this will be the situation when Christ returns in glory to judge the living and the dead. Until then, we must be constantly ready for the hour of our death when that narrow door of our grave will be closed. And that's why Jesus encourages us to strive now while the door is open. Now is the day to repent. For once we die, once we are no longer alive in this world, when our time of striving, of agonizing is over, there will be no second chance. Now is the day of salvation. So, how do we strive to enter this narrow door? Well, only through Jesus, of course. By God's grace and power, repent of your sins. Confess them. Receive Christ's forgiveness. And believe His promises of eternal life. We don't enter on the strength of our own efforts. Rather, we enter in the arms of Jesus as He carries us in. Only by God's grace in Jesus' death on the cross, all the sins of the world are atoned for. By God's grace, and as a free gift, He created faith in you through your baptism. And it's that faith that will get you through the door, for it repents of sin and clings only to Jesus and His forgiveness. For such faith is not some deep feeling that exists buried deep inside of you. Such faith is not a belief that God exists, but the personal belief, that belief in the one God who is for you in Christ. Such faith does not reject the word and table of the Lord, but yearns for them and seeks them constantly. Such faith does not fear God's judgment, but delights in it and gladly yields to it. Such faith does not resent His generous mercy, but counts on it for the life lived today and the life that is eternal. That's why it is so important to guard your gift of faith through a life of repentance. That's why it's important to be diligent and faithful in attending the services of God's house. For in the absolution, the preaching of the gospel, the partaking of the Lord's Supper, you receive the forgiveness of sins and eternal life. And it's that feeding on Christ's word and His body and blood in faith which strengthens and empowers you in your struggle. That's what we're doing here today. Thank God for that golden privilege to believe and confess His name, His death, His resurrection, and His love for sinners like us. The man had asked, "Will those be saved be few?" Well, in our text, it doesn't appear that Jesus answers the question. But elsewhere, Jesus did answer it in the Sermon on the Mount. Enter by the narrow gate, for the gate is wide and the way is easy that leads to destruction, and those who enter by it are many. For the gate is narrow and the way is hard that leads to life, and those who find it are few. By the grace and mercy of God, the narrow door is still open to you. Though the way is hard, through word and sacrament, you are empowered to strive to enter through that door. By the power of Jesus' death and resurrection, you will continue to struggle against sin, your flesh, and the devil. By the grace of God alone, you will persevere and enter through the narrow door and recline at the banquet table and eat with the master of the house, God Himself. God grant it, for Jesus' sake. Amen. The peace of God which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen.